Well, Duran Duran. That's what I'm talking about. You know, DBJ's in Arizona. Duran Duran just played in Arizona the night before last. And I literally thought about going out there to see Duran Duran. I never thought about going out to the Fiesta Bowl, but I was considering going to Arizona to see Duran Duran in concert.
Nobody knew that but you.
I've never seen them in concert, and they're touring very sporadically, mostly in Europe, but I wanted to see them. Anyway, Don Bailey Jr. is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, and he is there in Arizona for the Fiesta Bowl tomorrow night, which you will hear on this radio station. Pre-game starts at 3 p.m. That means we have an abbreviated one-hour show tomorrow. Danny Cannell is going to join us tomorrow on the show to preview the game with us. But 3 p.m., Hurricanes pregame. It's all executive produced by Victor Bermudez, best in the business. I don't know if you've been listening to any of these Canes broadcasts during the college football playoffs, Texas A&M and Ohio State. Victor Bermudez is absolutely killing it. He is the best in the business. And I imagine tomorrow we will get more of the same. You'll get 4.5 hours, really, of pregame, and then the game will kick off at 7:30. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr. will be on the call right here on 104.3 FM WQAM. DBJ, I got a picture from Mrs. Zagacki just moments ago. Joe Z and his wife are at In-N-Out Burger in Arizona. Are you going to make the trip there?
Mrs. Bailey is not does not eat hamburgers, so we will not be going to In-N-Out Burger. But we did go to the Duran Duran. We had backstage passes for the concert.
Yeah, I would tackle you if that was the truth, DBJ.
He didn't like that. If I got to that concert and he didn't, did he? He didn't like that one bit.
I mean, if you were out in Arizona and had Duran Duran backstage passes and didn't call me, the hell with the UM tickets. If you didn't call me for Duran Duran, would you go see them in concert? I mean, come on, you have to like Duran Duran.
Sure, if it was free and it was front row or backstage, I would absolutely go.
All right. There's simple. Some hefty parameters there. But
I would love to meet Ringo Starr, too.
Yeah, I don't know if that correlates with this conversation, but we'll move along.
They knew each other.
Can you name one member of Duran Duran, DBJ?
Not one.
Simon Le Bon. Does that ring a bell? Simon Le Bon?
No. Does not ring any bell at all.
I'll move on to the Canes game.
Somebody's name got to be Duran.
Right. Nobody's named Duran.
No, there is no Duran in Duran Duran.
There's no Duran.
That's a miss.
There's no Danny Duran. There's no Danny Duran.
That's a miss.
Well, how's that possible?
It's like Don Bailey flooring. I mean, there's a Don Bailey with Don Bailey flooring. There's got to be a Danny Duran.
I don't understand. There's nobody in Outkast named Bob Outkast.
That's a hell of an argument, too. He's on his point. Y'all boy today, y'all.
Thank you, man. I brought my aim game. So how exciting is it? I mean, I was talking with Joe Z yesterday, and he was saying, you know what? It's not the pomp and circumstance of a Fiesta Bowl of old. It's not a week-long of events and whatnot, but it's got to be pretty exciting. I saw that the coaches had their press conferences today just a couple of hours ago. I'm imagining there's a good excitement building out there, no?
Yeah, it's a giant excitement. I mean, I think it's going to be fantastic. I mean, we've been here since Monday, so you're here Monday through Friday, so you get 5 days here. There are parts of 5 days, and they've done a great job. The hotel's phenomenal. But listen, this is playoff football. I mean, Joe's right. It's not the bowl and the celebration and the lunches and the dinners and the talent shows. It's not that, because there's four left. This is for an opportunity to go play for the national championship, and both teams are taking it very, very serious. I mean, the schedule is identical to what it is when we're back in Miami, and they're following that to a T, and they're doing everything that they can to keep it as normal as it is when you're playing a home game, and they're doing a great job of it. But this, make no bones about it, every player on this team knows that what this game is about, and when you are 1-0 in this game, that you get a chance to play for a national championship in Miami.
And DBJ, it's funny you say that, because isn't this genius what they've done? I don't know why they didn't do it earlier, where in this playoff game, and I know the 12 and Notre Dame versus Miami and all that stuff, but that was a buildup. And now this is NFL, to be honest. This is, there's wild card, there's buys. The college football playoffs, this is a 10-year thing that they should have done. They missed this by a decade or two.
Well, you know what's funny, Channing? I agree with you, but what was it, 1AA? Those guys have been doing it forever. You know, the divisions lower than this have had the playoffs. And make no mistake, we've been to a bunch of – I can't even tell you how many bowls. This is not a bowl game. This is a playoff game. And, you know, and what does that mean? Well, the intensity and the attention to detail has been ramped up every single week. You know, during the season, it's kind of monotonous in the sense, and you want that. You want that. You want everything. Monday's Monday, Tuesday's Tuesday, Wednesday's Wednesday. And the same thing is true for the playoffs, but you know it's not like you can go on the road and lose by two and you still play next week. You lose by one and your butt's home and the next team advances. And I think that's really what gets the country's attention, because now you look at these final four teams, everybody deserves to be here. I mean, you can talk about this one lost this or this one lost that or this one's undefeated, or the teams that are here now have endured the test and have earned the spot.
DBJ, it seemed like the Hurricanes' game plan against A&M and their game plan against Ohio State was similar in the sense that they just wanted to run those teams over. They wanted to go beat them up in the trenches, which they were very capable of doing, and just be the more physical team. Can that be the same process tomorrow? Does it have to be the same process tomorrow? Is the game plan any different in your mind?
You know, Solano, we're going to get into this, especially when Miami wins the game, when we get to the week of the championship, we're going to dive into Mario Cristobal's career here, you know, his 4 years and how he's built this. But I will tell you, this is what this team is built for. They are going to try and take that football and shove it down your throat in the run game, period. And you've got a guy that played as much football as anybody you'll ever meet and who works with you every day. And he will tell you in one way or another that if a defense cannot stop the run, it's a long, long day. They've recruited towards it on the offensive line and at the running back spot. They've trained for it. They practice for it. And they work at it diligently in a very physical manner every single day to be the most physical run team in America.
And DBJ, I'm glad you brought this up. We're talking X's and O's, because I told Josie yesterday, and I know you're X and O guy, this damn Trinidad Chambliss, because you know I'm an honorary Cane now, so I'm going to say we.
You're all in.
DBJ, you don't hear him 4 hours a day all season long. When it's convenient, he says we. It's so haphazard, DBJ.
I'm going to let him in the club, baby. I'm president of that club. I'm going to let him in.
And
all right.
Hawk, I think DBJ got a little more pull than you at the club.
Well, he's Iron Eagle, so I can't, or Iron Arrow, whatever it is.
but DBJ, this whole Trinidad Chambliss, which I love watching him play. He's a very talented young man. But this running around in the backfield, all this Trinidad magic and all the stuff I've heard, they're not talking about Mesidor and Reuben Bain coming after him. He's not going to have all this damn time. They're going to have to make quick decisions. He's not going to run around like he did. And Georgia does have a good front, but it's not Mesidor and Bain. And that's what I continue to tell people as they break this game down.
You know, I hope, and I'll even pray about it tonight. I hope you're right. I really do. The thing that bothers me when you're preparing for this guy is if you look at what he's done, what this offense has done points-wise. Every game's 30-plus except for two, and those were at 24. That's through the whole Southeastern Conference. That's in the playoffs. They have put points on the board. What people aren't mentioning is their entire receiving core, their top four receivers, averaging over 15 yards a catch. The running back, Lacy, this guy's got 1,464 yards and 23 touchdowns on the year in the Southeastern Conference. So I'm with you that it's not number six, and it's not Trinidad Chambliss. It's not just him. But he's got three receivers that help anybody in the country, a couple tight ends that can help anybody in the country, and a running back that leads that conference and rushing, and that is, and 23 touchdowns in a season. That's one heck of a bit of talent. So I hope that Bain and Mesidor can harness this kid and make him stand in a pocket. And if they can keep him still, they'll sack him now, or they're going to chase him out of the stadium. One or the other, they're going to make it difficult on him.
DBJ, we'll be listening tomorrow, and obviously we're concerned with what happens tomorrow night, but I want to ask you one question before we're out of time about the Ohio State game. Did you get emotional? We were talking about it with Lee Sterling. We've talked about it previously this week on the show. John Michaels after the game. We exercised this demon from 2003 where we all, as brief as it may have been, thought that we had repeated as national champions. When they were victorious against Ohio State, did you get emotional?
Hawk, I was emotional from the day I knew we were going to play them until the second that I'm still emotional over it. You know what I mean? And I have a memory about that game like my wife has a memory on me and everything I've done wrong my entire life since I met her. She remembers everything. Well, I remember that game exactly the same way. I remember Porter making that call that cost Miami a championship, and it felt good to beat Ohio State, and it felt good to make sure, you know, for Miami to be where they're at. But I have to tell you, it's going to haunt me for a long time. It really is. I mean, that was just robbery. Robbery.
Well, DBJ, I see Joe Zagacki, just based on the pictures from In-N-Out Burger, he's relaxed. He's in an upbeat mood. He's eating a double-double from what I can tell. He's got the paper hat on at In-N-Out Burger. I know you're always in a state of relaxation. How's Victor Bermudez, the executive producer? Is he very tightly wound because, you know, he bleeds 305?
He does, man. And you know what? He's if you didn't know him, you'd think, oh, he's relaxed or he's medicated. If you know him and you look in his eyes, he's ready. He's on point. Vic's the best. Is there anybody better? I mean, he gets us prepared. He has us in line. Everything's lined up. And you know, if I hope this team runs through the smoke like Vic does when he runs into the press box tomorrow. I want the same intensity for this football team as Victor Bermudez has.
You don't, because that look in his eyes is steroids, DBJ.
Yeah, he is medicated. It's called anabolic steroids.
Is that how he gets those big arms, bro? I wonder how he gets those big arms. Skinny calves and big arms. That's a big sign. That's a big sign of what he's doing, isn't it? Little chicken legs and biceps. That's what we call it.
It ain't the water in Hialeah. It's something else, man.
He didn't get that big in Hialeah, DBJ. Nobody's that big in Hialeah.
DBJ, have a good call tomorrow night. Again, 3 p.m. is when the pregame starts on this very radio station. And DBJ, obviously, a big part of the pregame show. And then the game itself, 7:30, kicks off right here, 104.3 FM WQAM. Bring us home a dub, DBJ.
I'll do it, and we'll do this one more time, baby. We got to get ready for that championship game.
Sure.
That'd be great. I saw some of the get-in prices for the championship game. You're going to have to hook me up with a couple, DBJ.
I'll hook you up with a couple. Okay. Well, we got to start working on those media passes, bro, because there ain't no tickets for that game. I can tell you that.
I was afraid of that answer. We'll see you, DBJ.
See ya.
There you go, Don Bailey Jr. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is next.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand.